Good evening. This is Thursday, February 10. Important to note, Or Lishishi of Parshas Tetzaveh. It's important to note. We'll get back to that. Yes, absolutely. Important to note. And tonight's shir is Lerfuah Shalema, Rivka Bas Malka. Okay, donations and dedications are available. That's right.
Start it now. Really,
yeah. Okay, Dr. Lane, you missed nothing tonight. We have no refreshments. Sorry, no matan tzcheder b'tzida. Okay. We got up to last night. We got up to Yudbeis Amud Aleph at the Tudat Chel Paras Umadai Hapartimim. The Gemara continues with expounding on the Megillah. Okay, the Gemara has a problem. Chel Paras Umadai Hapartimim. In this pasuk, it says that the Madai were the Partimim. Uksiv l'malchei Madai Oparas. And in another pasuk in the Megillah, it says that the Malchei, the Malachim, were Madai. So which one were they? Were the Malachim the Midians, or the Malachim the Partimim? The Partimim is somewhat of a lesser darga, like a governor or something like that. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Asnuye Astu Bahadadei, Paras Umadai. I'm sorry. Asnuya Astu Bahadadei. I minan Malchi, minaychu parchi. Vi minaychu Malchi, minan parchi. So this was like a division of the house and, right? What is it? The house and the Congress? That if one is Republican, the other one is Democrat, and if the other one is Democrat, the other one is Republican. Traditionally, that's how it usually works. So, I think that I'm a little certain that what happened was, there was a huge Malchus, I think it was Alexander's, or maybe it was Belshazzar's, but it was separated. And when it was separated, Paras and Madai, who had been together, decided to divest. And it wasn't a complete divestment, but they agreed that there was going to be autonomous rule, as in there was going to be one king, and then there would be a division of satraps or governors, whatever it was. So it doesn't say here how they decided who would be the king and who would be the governor, but whoever had the bigger kavod of having the king, the other one, the opposition, would have the kavod of having of appointing these governors. So that's why it's Malchei Madai. And here it's Partimim, the Medians.
It sounds like there'd be some kind of a rotation.
A rotation, that's what it sounds like. That's what it says. Imi non Malchi, if we're the kings, minaychu parchi. The imi naychu Malchi, if we have the kings, minan parchi. Behar oso es osher kvod Malchusa. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bachani, Malamed Shalavash B'dei Kuhuna. Because, how do you see that Achashverosh was parading around in the begadim of the kuhuna, of the kohanim, siv hacha, it says over here, where's here?
Megillah.
Yekar tiferes kudulaso. It says here in the Megillah, yekar tiferes kudulaso. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, where's there?
This was parasha.
Ah!
Chavaru tifares.
There you go, lechavaru tifares. And here it is, right? The Gaon says, if a person learns with a seder, that the Rebbe Shalom gives him a tap on the back and shows him the Siyata Dishmaya, and things come out according to references, according to the things that are going on then, like Parshas HaShavua. So here it is. We had, we were Zelcha. Okay. Sivhasan Lachavil Sifars. And then it says, after that, he made a party. Rav Shmuel. One says this shows his chachma. One says this shows his tipshus. It was smart that he did this way with how he divided up the parties and who he invited. Dekariv Rechika Beresha, because he invited the further people first. What does it say? Keep your friends close
and your enemies closer.
So this is a fulfillment of that, of similar. The people that are close, he's not worried about. But the people that are far away, he's keeping them closer. He's inviting them first because those are the ones he has less sleep over. So that's according to one of them that says, Melch Pikeachaya. Why? The Kar Berchika Beresha. Divnei Ma say, Kol Emas Dabai Mephayas Lu. Because his own city people, his local people, whatever he wants to, he can make nice to them. And the one that says no, he was a tipish because he should have been more careful with his allies. Why? Because if the Mardu Beharach Haro Havikari Ba'i Bade, if there's a revolution against him from far away, he needs the loyalists to be in his backyard. So this was a machlokas. Now we already had a machlokas like this, right? Didn't we already have charam amelch pikechaya?
I don't think so.
You're talking about the Gemara's Achashverosh's name over there.
No.
His name meant.
Didn't we have charam? Okay, now I'm.
Okay.
The
only major Achashverosh component we had now was what is named of Bishulei Kedera. That's all we have with the
Hashverosh,
I think.
Okay.
I thought we had something like that already.
Okay. Okay. Shalu Talmidav Ezra Shim Bayochai. Mipneman is Chaivu Sonan Shal Yisrael Shabosadar Kalaya. Why were the enemies of Yisrael, which is really talking about Yisrael, Chayav, destruction. In other words, there was a gzeira against them that they were almost destroyed. Why was there was this a gzeira? Why did they deserve to be destroyed? Amar lahem, imru atem, you tell me. Amru lo, mipnei shenenu misadosu shalosu rasha. Because they went to the party. He answers them, "Im kain shabashushan yahargu shabachol olam kulay al yahargu." Okay, now I didn't realize. It seems at this point that the party was only for Shushan people, but there were clearly other people invited.
It was the first 180 days.
Was only Shushan.
Could that be?
There is something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like it was definitely a stronger Shushan element, if not. So he says, okay, so then if that's true, it should only be the Jews in Shushan. Amrulo. Everyone understands the problem here, right? Of going to the party. Because we said before, what's the party celebrating? The end of the 70-year Nebuah that they're not going to be taken out anymore. In other words, this follows the Gemara that we had yesterday, unless this doesn't make sense. Just going to the party in and of itself is not a bad thing. But since the party was celebrating the end of the 70-year exile...
Right, but this is Mephorshim. It's Mephorshim. They ate treif. They can't party with Goyim.
No, actually...
I never heard that. They ate treif.
One second. Wait a minute. But the Gemara doesn't say that.
No, here it doesn't.
No, but I'm saying just that they went to the party in and of itself is not...
Inherent,
unless we have the Gemara that we had yesterday that celebrated the downfall of the.
I can't imagine Achashverosh would invite the Jews. Hey, I'm celebrating you're not being ever redeemed again.
But that's what it was.
No,
and he's parading around in the thing, and he's
right,
taking out the kids.
Right, and that's what they were punished for because they remained silent.
They shouldn't have been there. They knew.
Well, they were forced to be there. If they weren't there, it probably would have been. Maybe they should have let themselves be killed.
Doesn't sound like they had to go. It was the whole point of the party was ain onase, no duress, no coercion.
He gave them kosher wine, a shtiyah kadas.
We're going to get to that in a second. But the whole point of the
party. They had no choice.
The whole point of the party was, come, enjoy, do whatever, you want.
Right.
Do whatever you want. That was mamish the theme of the party. So I don't see anywhere that there was.
Why did it have to be fun? Why could it not just be that they felt they were going? Because there was a miscalculation. Like it wasn't going to be the case.
No, it was clear that that's for the purpose of the party.
You don't go to your own funeral, you know. If you can't, if you can help it.
But they said, but I mean, think about it. In any kingdom that we don't understand, kingdoms are important. In a kingdom, the king puts out a public invitation to come.
You should be there.
You better be there.
Yeah, I agree. But they should have not been there because of the reasons that I think that's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
There's definitely a kasha here. There's definitely a kasha on the whole thing.
The point, my point is, what would have been the consolation to whoever the consequence if they didn't show up?
It doesn't say anywhere that there was a consequence, so that it would have been important for us to have heard about that. That was. So the Gemara says, if it's just because of the party, then the people in Shushan should be killed, and everyone else should not be killed. Amalo, emorata. Okay, you know what? You're right. So you tell us. Amalahem ifnei sheishtach v'letzelem, because they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. Nebuchadnezzar made a gzeira that everyone has to bow down to him, and he made a tzelem of himself. Okay, Amr lo, the chim. Wait, what's the problem with this? Mishdach will tell him. Anybody?
Or a force?
No, we're gonna get to that in a second. So the Gemara answer is that it was because they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's tzelem. They did avodah zarah.
That's why they're punished.
That's what it says. Well, that's why we're here. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. If it was just because of the party, then only the people in Shushan should be killed and everyone else should be killed. So they said, okay, so you tell us, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, why were they killed? So he said, because they bowed down to the Nebuchadnezzar Tzelem. So come on, a quick question, Ari.
Before you get to the quick question,
yeah.
What does that mean? There are only people in Shushan.
Well, apparently the party was Shushan people.
Right, but I thought everybody came just at different times.
Okay, so apparently these dignitaries and governors that were invited came from other places. But they invited people. Right. Didn't come.
Only the Jews of Shushan.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. So now it says, Mipdei Shishtach Vulitzelem. Hello? When was Nebuchadnezzar? Years ago. That's the answer now?
Right, so they are.
Why now?
Deserving of Kalaya.
No, it's not that. It's not what it says here. But
what?
It doesn't say that.
What does it say here?
It says, oh, you're right. In the days of. Okay.
So why was it Mitla Vitali for so many years?
Doesn't Hashem push off punishment?
Okay, so Erech HaPayim. You know what? Let's say you're right. I was hoping someone would answer. Let's say you're right. But if that's the case, if you're right that there's an Erech HaPayim element here, why now?
Because now this cemented it. This attending this party and, you know.
Ah, so he's saying this from your agency. I'm sorry, can you remind me your name? Brian?
Yeah.
Brian?
Kaplan.
So Brian's saying it's
Barrel.
Barrel Brian. Okay. So.
And what's his son's name? Brian.
All right, we got that.
You said it,
said it the other day. Okay, so Barrel Kaplan is saying it's an amalgamation of the two answers. In other words, what you Talmidim said is not good enough, but it's good enough if it came from somewhere else. This could have been the catalyst to make it happen now.
The catalyst. This shows, if there was any doubt, that now that it shows they need to shuva for what they did. Then.
Right. So excellent, beautiful. Because then it's the two answers together. It's not that the Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai said you're wrong. Shimon bar Yochai said it. Say better. So they said we don't know. So you tell us. So the better is, it is what you're saying, but only because Nebuchadnezzar, it started back then.
Because the first time you could say, it was an accident, or they couldn't.
So that's what the Gemara is going to answer, which is perfect.
Now
But I just want to add one more thing, okay? We're going to get to it later, but I think I'll remind you of it later. The Gemara talks about later that Mordechai positioned himself at the palace gates and made sure that when Haman was going back, going forth, that he was there and the thing. And people were upset about that.
Which people? Jewish people?
Yeah. Mordechai brought this on us and he created this whole problem.
That's nowadays too. The non from the year. If they wouldn't dress them from, okay, then the Goyim would hate us.
But listen. Mordechai, what was Mordechai really doing? Like, really, what was he doing? Positioning himself Badafka at 8 o'clock when he knew Haman was coming. So, Mordechai Yodea Davar, right, with Ruach HaKodesh, knows that there's a Gzeiras Klaya back from Nebuchadnezzar. What's the Gzeiras Klaya on? A missed Kiddush Shem Shamayim opportunity. Right? What was the Kiddush Shem Shamayim? That they could have been either Yahar Dvayav or they could have shown that they, whatever it was, they could have done a Kiddush Shem Shamayim Barabim and they missed it by being Mishtachel to tell them. We're going to say in a minute that they didn't do it for real. But if they didn't do it for real, they could have done a Kiddush Shem Shamayim for real. And then they're upset at Mordechai because he's saying, I'm going to go be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. I'm going to Dafka stand where Haman's coming. Why when Haman's coming? Haman wore this thing around his neck. And he made everyone bow down to him as if they were bowing down to the deity, to the Avodah Zarah was on him. So Mordechai says, oh, here's the chance to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and repair the Nebuchadnezzar problem. But they didn't like it. And they were upset at him. So the Kiddush Shem Shamayim backfired. Oh, now it's going to happen. Okay? So then it had to happen that Haman, Dafka, it was thrown into the Gzeirah from so many years earlier, took effect. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Chimasu Panim Yesh Badavar. So if they really were Chayav Kalaya because of Avodah Zarah by Nebuchadnezzar, why were they saved? Yeah.
Backtrack 1 second.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's a lot. I'm not sure how that still answers the other question, because that doesn't mean that the Jews in that didn't come to the banquet and the other lands didn't. It's true.
I'm not.
The question still stands. It should only be the Jews from Shushan.
Which?
Those are the ones who were upset with Mordechai.
Nebuchadnezzar? Or my answer?
But if it's only Jews of Shushan that bowed down.
No, Nebuchadnezzar is. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's answer is the Nebuchadnezzar's tselem.
And that was everybody.
Right.
But why is the kliyah on everybody? You know, if sort of the makeb patish was the
way I'm explaining it. In other words, what I'm explaining is not pasuk shas.
But what you're saying is this all came together because now this, what we both said is that
right.
This shows that they really didn't do shuvah.
Correct.
This only shows that the Jews of Shushan didn't do shuvah.
Okay, so
why are the Jews outside of Shushan still being there?
So that's why I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It was, in other words, there's an element, right? We also had it before by.
Except that once a decree.
By he, right?
Nobody's saved.
Absolutely. But we also had before by he, all the he be mazed, right? So one of them was Achan. Achan was the only one that did Mi'ilah by Yericho, but everyone got punished. So it shows, when it shows a rifyon, what's a word for
weakness?
A weakness. When it's a weakness in everybody, so then this is just showing that it's a weakness in everybody. Okay, so then I.
And you can still say you didn't have to go to that extent to answer that question.
So that's why I think it's the two things together. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'chimasu panim yesh b'davar. If they were mechuyev kalaya, because they bowed down, then why were they saved? Why did God show them favoritism? Amar lahem. They only did it outwardly. They didn't really mean to bow down to do Avodah Zarah. They felt they had no choice. But not Chas v'Shalom, that they wanted to do it to be Moreh, to rebel. Amar lahem, hem afakadosh baruch hu lo asa imana elafanim. Hashem also only did it outwardly. He never really wanted to destroy them. He just wanted to do this in order to get them to be chozer b'tshuva. It says in Eicha, and Hashem's not heart is not really into it when he does churban or when he gives us an onesh. Because the point of the onesh is not to hurt us, it's just to get us back to a place of dvekus. Yes, then he, right. Okay. Chatzar ginas pisa namelach. Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Omar, haroi l'chatzu l'chatzu, haroi l'gino l'gino, haroi l'bisan l'bisan. Chad Omar, okay, one says, machlok is Rabbi Shmuel. It says, the problem is it says, like this. It says, chatzar gina bitan. Each one of those is a separate place. Chatzar is the yard. The gina is a garden. And the bitan is the house itself, the structure itself. So the Gemara's question is, where were they?
Where was the Mishkan?
Where was this party? Was it in the chatzar? Was it in the yard, in the garden? Or was it in the house? So the Gemara answers like this. One says, whoever that it was separated, it was a place card seating. If you were in the bleachers, if you were ra'ui for the bleachers, you were out in the yard. If you were ra'ui for the gina, you were closer. If you were ra'ui to the bitan, then you were even further in. Chad Amar, no. Hoshivim b'chatzer. He started putting them out in the yard. He didn't want anyone in the house. Then the party got bigger. L'achzikasan, it wasn't enough to hold them. The gina. L'achzikasan, achachnisan l'bitan. V'achzikasan. Until he opened the house itself, there wasn't enough room for everybody. Okay? Maskita Tana. Hoshivan b'chatzer. U'pasach lehem shnei p'sachim echad l'gineh echad b'isan. So it's a three-way machlokas. Was it that l'chatchila, somewhere in the chatzer, somewhere in the gina, somewhere in the bitan, was it b'dieved? Everyone was supposed to be in the chatzer. Eventually they rolled over and there was overflow and they went into the gina and the bitan. Or l'chatchila, they were in the bitan.
In the chatzer,
and they had full access to the whole house. Now, if you think about it, that's really the machlokas between them. Was it a question of Achashverosh being a gracious host and showing off his wealth to the point of, this is where I live, this is what I do, come on in, I don't care what room, what area you're in, which is, on the one hand, a tremendous kavod, on the other hand, a tremendous zilzal. Right? Like, even when you go through Buckingham Palace, there are parts that you're not allowed to go into. Even when, I don't know if any of you were in a tour of the White House before 9/11 and all the other things, but they used to be able to go into the White House.
There were portions of it, probably, right?
Yeah. I went.
Went to the Oval Office.
No, I went as a kid. I went as a kid into the White House.
But you didn't go to the Oval Office.
No. There was a tour, and you waited online, and you went. They took you through certain areas. But of course, today that you know,
really off yet.
Yeah, you can't get near the White House.
No.
So, but to think that every area was open, the chutz of the gina, the bitan, it's like, yeah, whatever you want. It's like, hey, who are you? Oh, I'm Hashiras. Who are you? You know, just to think that is, it's a tremendous show of, but it also could be zilzal, because, well, he doesn't hold himself anywhere, that he allows everyone through his whole house. So, I think that's the machlokas. Really, he didn't want them so close. He allowed them, he had no choice. Or no, was he throwing all the hole open and everything's open in front of them? And we're actually, if you think, if you hold cup, we're going to see that it's, I think, related to the next part also. How much he was doing for them, how much he was showing to them. Chur karpas uscheles. These were materials used in the drapes and floors and renovations that were made for the party. My chur, Rav Amar Chari Chari. Rav says a tapestry with many holes. The more holes there are, the more work and intricacy there is to sew them, to embroider them, and that's why it would be more chashuv. Shmuel Amar Milas Levana Hitzia Lahem. Was that white wool?
Yeah.
Okay. And Karpas Amar Rabbi Yossi Karim Shel Pasim. Karim Shel Pasim. Pillows.
A white wool.
White wool. Wool.
Chur is a lashon of white.
Chivar. Chiver. Right? It's white. Is he went white. Okay? And anything white, nothing grows white. So the more white something is, the more it was processed. That's right. It's important to remember. The more rich a color something has, the more it was worked on.
We see over here the karpas.
We're up there, Carl.
Karpas. Karim shall pasim. Okay.
Material.
Yeah.
What is the pasim of Torah?
Sonas pasim.
Yosef went down to Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
How it all started.
Yeah.
Karpas is the Seder. It's remember the coat of Yosef.
Ha. Ah.
Wow.
What do you
mean? One of the kavanas by Karpas the Seder is Karpas, the pasim, the material, Yosef's coat. And that's how it all started with Yosef's coat to sale.
Okay. Karim shall pass him. Al Galile. Okay, so that's what it is. These striped pillows. Or pillow. What does it say? Pillows of silk? Also, either wool or silk. Al Galile Chasef. Va'amude Sheish. Everyone has it? Galile Chasef Mude Sheish. Mitos Zahav Chasef. Okay? So the tapestries were hung on glile chesef, on rods of silver, the amudei sheish, and the marble pillars that held up these tapestries. Did I just say marble? Were marble?
Yeah.
Okay. Mito zav chesef, and the beds or the couches that people were lying on for the suda, like the chairs, were made out of gold and silver. Now the question is, were they gold and silver? Were there some gold and some silver? Dan Yerbi Huda, Omer, Haroi l'chasef v'chasef, Haroi l'zol l'zav. That the chairs, these couches, divans, were made out of gold and silver. Some were gold, some were silver. And you got seated upon whatever your status. Amalo Rav Nechemya, Imkein, Atamatil, Kina Besuda. What do you mean? How could you say that some people got silver, some people got gold? Atamatil kino b'suda. You throw it. You're making people jealous of the suda. Now, why? Oh, a few questions. So, first of all, okay. So
you always have the VIP.
You always have the VIP. Why is that a problem? Why is matil kino b'suda a problem? He knew. He had people deciding. You know, in every generation, every you always know who the haves and the have-nots are.
Especially their kings, they have to be dignitaries and to be regular people.
Dignitaries, nobles, you know.
As a matter of fact, it's insulting. Probably the other way around. To the dignitaries, it's insulting if there's no. And they're just being treated like everybody.
That's okay. So what's the answer? What does Tosis say? No, Tosis has an answer to your question, not to this question.
I'm sorry, what was the other question?
My question is fundamentally, what's different? So yeah, there's Kina Besuda. Of course there's always Kina. He said there's always a dais. There's more chasher people and less chasher people. What's the problem?
So what's the problem?
You explained earlier.
Nobody saw each other.
So that's the answer.
What's the problem?
No.
You're not listening.
No.
Tosis asks a different question. Toast question is, why didn't we ask this before? I'm not asking that. I'm asking a fundamental question. Yes. Why is that so horrible?
Why is that the answer as to whether it was gold and silver? It must have been both because they're female.
Well, that's what.
Well, that's so, the purpose of the party is trying to make keep allies.
So that's what I thought. I thought that was the answer, and I thought that was so key. And understanding the purpose of the Suda is he's trying to ally and loyalty and allegiances and align and get everyone behind him and everyone. So it doesn't make sense in a Suda of this type for there to be Kina. Because everything he's doing, we're going to get to it even later, whatever you want, however you want it, rare, medium, medium rare, you want kosher, no kosher. It doesn't make sense with everything else, keeping in line with the whole purpose of the Suda, to all of a sudden say, oh, you're not allowed to sit here. Oh, this area is off limits. Oh, you can't go there. Everything was, whatever you want, what's mine is yours.
We're all... the sheets and all the rooms are guarded and all
so
that.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to connect this with the Shita before. But now Tosus asks, I think that's another answer to Tosus' question. Tosus says, but why didn't we ask it before? So I wanted to answer Taka. The one that holds over here, Matal Kana Masuda, doesn't bother him, is the one that over there doesn't bother him. And the one that does over there, because over there also, that's the same Machlokas. But Tosus doesn't answer that. Tosus answers that in the Chatzah, the Gita, and the Bitan, they didn't see each other. You know, that's like, it's like first class. It's like, oh, they're behind the curtain. It's probably a lot better, but I don't know exactly what goes on there. If you've never been to first class, yeah. But if you don't know what's going, if you've never been to first class,
they make you
yeah. But like, you can get on the plane with someone and then arrive in Israel and not even know that you are on the same plane with them. But you can only do that if you were in first class. It's not. So I didn't even know you were here. That's the same type of thing. Now my only problem is, if I didn't know you were here and I don't know what's going on there, so then say that these were in the more chashuv area, and no one's.
And you don't have to say it was cold.
Right, but the Gemara doesn't answer that.
Maybe older in one place, silver somewhere else.
So the Gemara should have answered that, but the Gemara didn't. So it sounds like in each area there were some gold, some silver, and the Gemara has a problem with that. But it's like, you know, on the plane, some people getting served on fine china.
Nope.
Okay.
I was on the bump to business class, but I was only in Toronto.
Oh. It's very, very bad. Very, very. Unless you all the time fly first class, it's very, very bad to be in first class. Because then every other time that you get on the plane,
like,
you know, and they're like, they look at you and they're like, this way, you know, and it's like the Mangala thumb, and you're thinking, you know, and you think, I don't, there must be some mistake. I really think I'm supposed to be there. Okay. So we covered a lot, because we talked about how this could be Lashitasam. The Gemara doesn't like that. Tos doesn't like that. And therefore the Gemara answers, I'm a Lord of Nechemian, Kenat Matam Kinim Besuda, Lehem Shokasa Vilaglein Shozav. Each couch had silver and gold in it. The Ragleim were gold, because obviously there's a lot less material in a leg than in the whole. Yeah.
If it was both separate, wouldn't it say
the?
No. Well, it would. I would think it might say like couches of gold and couches of silver.
No, couches of gold and silver.
You mean if it was
mito zav chesef? That's how you would say it.
If it was separate, if there were gold couches.
Oh! What's the havamina that it was separate? It makes more sense that it was together. I don't know.
Like, wouldn't it? Isn't it common?
It should have said mito shel zahav, the mito shel kesef. And now that it says mitos of the chesef, it sounds dafka like they were made each mita of zahav and chesef.
I'm saying if it said couches of gold and couches of silver, we wouldn't question that. That wouldn't be an unusual way of phrasing it. That
right. Okay, I don't know. You're saying it makes more sense, the Gemara's eventual answer. Okay? Bahat v'sheish. Amar Abasi. Avarim sh'mischototos al baleihem. There was a pavement, an inlay, around the couches on the floor with precious stones, or stones that are seeked, that are highly desired and looked for by their owners. In other words, if you own such a stone, you would pay a lot of money for it, and you would try to get one. The Navi is talking about Bnei Yisrael being semi-precious or precious stones that are hard to find. V'dar v'sochores. Rav Amar, Dari Dari. What is that, Dari Dari? Rows. Rows and rows of these precious stones. Shmuel Amar, Eben Tova, Yesh B'karche Hayam. There is a special stone in sea, near the sea villages. V'dara Shma, and its name is Dara. I think, isn't Dara like a Jewish name? Dara? Dara? I think it might be from here. V'dara Shma. This stone is named Dara. Hoshiva be'emtza su'uda. He put the stone in middle of the banquet hall, like a disco ball. U'me'ir lahem katzaraim. And it would project and illuminate, magnify all the light, the sunlight coming in, or at night they would put lights around it, and it would illuminate as if it was like a, it would give off light. Yeah. Tveri b'shmol tana. Shakara derar l'chol bali schora. He called a
tax holiday.
A tax holiday. So he says, Dirar L'cho Bali Schora was VAT free. Tax free.
Tax free day?
The time of the Suda was tax free. Okay, so it's like every day in a lot. If you've been there.
There's no duty in a lot. No kidding.
Yeah.
You go buy everything you want there and drive it back up.
Yeah, including gas.
Including gas, right?
16% cheaper.
Is that much more? So it's gonna be worth it just to try to
let's yeah. Very soon. Okay? The Hashkos Bechleza, so and obviously that created
Totally we did that. Totally.
Yeah. What?
In Ontario, gas is much cheaper than Quebec.
Oh, so right before you get there?
The border is like an hour away. They don't even do that, they fuck your tank, it's worth it.
Really? Okay, so the point is, again, and I think this relates back nicely to everything we were talking about on this Amud, how far was Ahasuerus willing to go to create a festive atmosphere and to create this thing of, we're all in this together, we're all friends, it's all great, it's great to be a Shushan person, we're all, you know, we're all equal, but...
mine is yours, like, enjoy.
Yeah.
We're equal.
Enjoy.
What I'm going to eat, you're going to eat. What I'm going to sell on, you're going to sell on. Everything's the same. I don't pay taxes, you don't pay taxes.
Where did that fit in? Maybe I missed this part. Like, that whole goal, that whole purpose of the Suda. So there was two purposes. One was to celebrate that the Jews were not going to be redeemed. Why was it necessary? What was his need for this whole concept of the...
Well, he was also creating alliances, if you think about it. It's really the
right,
same thing.
I said that, but I'm saying like...
No, but it's also the same thing.
Now,
in other words,
that.
Now that Babel's never going to fall, the Nebuah was, Babel's going to fall. And the Jews are going to go back, and Babel's going to be destroyed. So now it's the...
More so, if now he has proof to himself that Babel's not going to fall, why does he need to go through all this?
So now it's the best time to rebut all these alliances to the eternity of Babel. That's what I was thinking. Okay? Also, historically, I don't know, did we bring this down before? He was coming off a war and he was trying to show... I saw that somewhere, I don't remember where.
I'm sure it was full of wars. That's why it says the end of the Gila, they gave mass.
That was another war.
Pay for the wars.
Right, right.
Pay for the wars.
But apparently he had just come off another war. And this was to show and a rebellion or something. He had just come off a rebellion. So also the tax-free festive atmosphere. Okay, obviously everything costs less. Everyone's happy. Everyone's spending more. V'hashkos b'chlei zahav. There's the next pasuk. V'cheilim mikelim shonim. That's how we read it in the Megillah with the tune of Eicha. And the reason why, we're going to say right now. The Gemara says, it should have said, mishunim mibayle. Now, by the way, today, Ari, we wouldn't say mishunim. The chelim mishunim. Mishuneh, in modern day Hebrew, is off, different, odd, weird. Mishuneh is weird. So I thought that was, and he would have liked it to say mishunim diverse, as opposed to what it says, shonim. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, the shonim is as follows, Yotza Baskova Amar Lam. Rishonim Kalu Mipnei Kalim. The first ones were destroyed because of the Kalim. Who's that? Belshazzar. Belshazzar took out the Kalim and was killed. The Atem Shonim Bahem. And now you are repeating his mistake. What was Belshazzar's mistake? To be Mizalzel in the Beis HaMikdash and the Nevuah. So now you're repeating his mistake. And that's why instead of saying Mishunim, it says Shonim, like Lecha Mishnah, like repeating. V'yein Malchus Rav. So apparently the Gemara would have rathered if it said Yein Malchus Harbe. Harbe would have been a lot. But Rav seems to point to something else. Amarav, Malamit Chikol Echad Ve'Echad, Hishkeu Yayin Chigadu Menu B'Shanim. That the Rav was not going on, there was a lot of wine, but the wine itself was Rav. How could the wine be Rav? If the Echus, if the quality of the wine was much higher. It was very old. How old are you? 38? Take out a vintage? Oh, this is 1972, 1971. Older than you, that's pretty cool. It is, by the way. So, no, if you think about it, today, a good bottle of wine from 2003 could be 500 to 1,000 shekel. So, imagine how a good bottle of wine from 73 would be worth. You know, they talk about Cristal being, or Lafitte 53. These are wines that are in thousands of dollars. Now think about each person getting a wine older than them. We're talking about staggering amounts and staggering quality of wine. Amar Rav, okay, each one got wine that was older than him in years. V'ashasiyah chadas, it was, that word dat is like religion. What does that mean? The drink was religious. My chadas. What?
Einones, you should say.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Doesn't that the Rashi take us?
My chados. We're going to get to Einones later. Rashiya chados, Einones is the next two words, but we're going to get to them later. That's why I took them out.
Okay.
I'm Reb Chana Mishum Reb Meir, Kedosh Shel Torah. The wine was given, the drink was given according to the religion, according to the religion of Torah. According, what is that? Ma Dasha Torah. Achil Meruba Mishsia. In the Torah we see by the Karbanos, you had a big animal, you had a lot of flour, and you had a little bit of wine. So you see that according to the Torah, you drink more, you eat more than you drink. Also, also, if you drink like this, I think it says it here on the bottom, then you stay sober longer. Yeah, the Maharsha brings down, he says, and he brings it over here, that the Marsha says Achashverosh was trying not to repeat Belshazzar's mistake. So Belshazzar's mistake was that they got drunk. So I'm not going to make that mistake. I don't know how you missed the Belshazzar's mistake was he took out the Caleb Beis Mikdash. It was Mezalzel and Tvod Shemayim. But that he missed. Yeah.
How come he ignored that one?
Wait, there was a basco by him?
People ignore things they don't want to see. That's something you
Where is the basco?
That's it, that thing is in China in the
I don't know if this was a basco for him. I don't think there's a basco for him to say. I think that's what it says, that the basco sort of went into effect of like, oh, now he gets destroyed. I don't think it was a basco for him necessarily.
Who was the basco for?
I don't know.
And who's the Lahem? It says it doesn't say no. To him, it says to them.
I don't know. But it says, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says in Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos, it says, B'chol yom v'yom baskol yotzis mer ha-choriv machrezes yomeres oylahem labrios me'abeno shel Torah. Every day there's a baskol that goes out from our Sinai and says, oylahem labrios me'abeno shel Torah. So there's a question, a few questions on that. I think it's the Dubna Magid or the Baal Shem Tov says, that would be great. Why? Imagine if every morning you heard a booming voice. Don't forget to learn today. Imagine how the world would be different. So the Baal Shem Tov, I think it is, says, Taka. So there are a few answers. One of them is, a baskol is like an echo, or it's like the part of a symphony. Unless you're listening, unless you're in tune to hearing what a guitar is supposed to sound like, you can't hear it with all the cacophony of the other sounds that are going on. You have to be listening for it. And the Baal Shem Tov explains that every day a person has a hisorus, and that hisorus, ruchnius hisorus, is coming from the ruchnius basko. It's just how in tune you are and how much you're willing to listen and act on it. It's not that you don't hear the basko, but the basko is a double ruchni, so your neshama taka hears it. Yeah.
So I learned with Avraham, when Avraham left, Hashem said to him, but it wasn't just to him. He was the only. He said to the whole. Hashem said to the whole world. It was only Avraham was tuned in enough to hear it
and to act on it.
To hear it, so he was the only one that could act on it.
So he says here. Oh. Ein ones. So there was more. First of all, there was more food than drink. Ein ones. There was no forcing, no coercion. Each one was given wine of his from his town. In other words, his country wine that he was used to. And that way, he would get drunk less. He would be able to hold more. Lasos kritzon ish v'ish. Amarava. Lasos kritzon Mordechai v'Haman. Each one of them are called ish. Mordechai d'chsev ish Yehudi. Haman ish tzar v'oyev. Each one of them had a reason for dictating the menu. Mordechai wanted to make sure that people weren't eating treif. So, and Haman wanted to make sure that people weren't being forced. Why did Haman want to make sure they weren't being forced? Haman wanted to make sure people weren't being forced to eat whatever they want. Eat whatever you want, whatever you want.
He wants people to be relaxed.
Yeah, but Haman wanted the Jews.
Because then if they eat treif,
right,
then it'll be their own sin.
Right.
Do that again?
Because Haman wanted to create this atmosphere where everyone could do what they want. Now, and I'm not forcing you to do anything. So now that they go and they eat treif, or they eat einesach, or they eat thing, so then it's like, oh, it's their own avera. No one forced them, and it's a much bigger kitrug than if he was Kitrug.
Accuser.
It creates a accusation. Sanegar Mekatreg is the plaintiff and the prosecutor and the what is it? Defense. Come on, we're gonna finish the drama more. You can stay up a little bit. All right.
My issue gets the at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. Well, I'll let you go before 10. Come on. So it says, "Gam Vashti Amalka." Us is some ishtei nashim. All of that is fine, but then it says, "What should be the next words?" Gambashti amalka asam ishtei nashim. She clearly made a separate party for the women. So where would she have made a separate party for the women? In the women's area. In other words, if it's a separate party, then it should be separate. If it's not a separate party, let it be in the same. Then why would it make a separate party? So even back then, it was not mikubal to have the same party. But it does say that her party was Beis Hamalchus. That doesn't make sense. Beis Hanashim Yibayle, if it was a separate party, then it should have been in this Beis Hanashim. Why was it in Beis Hamalchus?
How do you assume the Beis Hanashim was not in the Beis Hamalchus?
So that's what the Gemara is assuming. That there was like the main palace.
It has to be in a different place because people could wander freely.
Right, and that's exactly what it says. That it wouldn't to bring, you know, even that like wouldn't be done to bring people into the harem or the ladies' area and let them do whatever they want was even something back then they wouldn't do. So you see from here, Amarava Ashtem Varver Niskabnu, they both were intending for sin, and that's why they made the party for the women inside the Beis HaMalchus close by to the men's party, so that eventually things would come apart and the two would mingle and all types of things would happen. And I'm Rianchi Ihu Bikare the Itse Buvutsini. That's what they say, that he does it with the big melons and she does it with the small pumpkins. Big pumpkins and the small pumpkins. Basically, the evil man and his wife.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay, so they're doing the same type of thing, just with the big one and the small one. Okay, we have one more minute left. Here we go. Really, it took Atu ad hashtalo tabli v'chamra tik till the seventh day till he was good and drunk. Amarava Yomashi Shabbosaya. No, it means the seventh day Shabbos. When the Jews sit and eat and drink, they start with Divrei Torah and Divrei Tishbachos and praise. But of the Kachavim, Gayim, eat and drink, and they all go, it quickly deteriorates into indecent matters. That's how it happened then also. Halalu Omrim Modios Nos. These were, they quickly got to talking about the women.
The female,
the fairer sex.
From Madai.
So each one said Halalu Omrim Modios Nos. The Median said that the Median women are the prettiest. Halalu Amrim Pasios Nos. These ones are that the Persian women are most beautiful. Amalim Achashveros, Klishanim Mishtarish Bo. The vessel that I use, Lo Madi, Lo Parsi, La Kazdi. And it's more beautiful than all of yours. Ritzon Chem Larosa, yes, you want to see her? Yeah, Amrilain, yeah, sure. Uvavachete Yeruma. But only if she is naked.
Telling the king, bring your wife while we want to see her naked. It's like Shveres.
I, Mamish, thought it was Shver. So I was on the phone with my Chavrusa trying to figure that out, and he did not think...
Everyone was so drunk.
He didn't think it was a problem. He said that it made sense, according to the Gemara, that the Gemara was...
Makes sense.
No, according to the Gemara, that he brings down here on the bottom like this.
The whole discussion was...
The discussion was, who's the most beautiful. So they're going to be able to say, well, of course, she's the queen. She had a facial. And she just had her makeup done. And she just had her hair done. And she just had her nails done. Of course she's the most beautiful. But bring her without her external accoutrements. And let's see if she's still beautiful. I thought that the zilzal of saying to the king to bring her unclothed was right there. Off with your head. I didn't understand how they got past that.
Because they were so drunk.
It was so drunk.
I mean, the morals.
No, you have to stay for this. This is the best part. Shebimida sha'adam modin bo modedin lo. Okay? Malamed. Shahai savashti or resha'a mevia benos Yisrael. Rashti, the reshtanta would bring benos Yisrael. Mavshitin arumo. She would strip them naked. And she would work them on Shabbos. What a reshanta! Think about this. There's no way of answering that I'm increasing productivity or it's better if they work when they're naked. Nothing. It's marmish just to be mevaza them. And what a horrible, terrible thing that she did to Bnos Yisrael Kadoshos Dafka on the Shabbos to make them work. Vashti on Shabbos by Yom HaShvi was decreed that she should come naked, and that this brought down to her downfall. Hainu dechsev achard varma ela kishol chamas melech hachashveyosh zoch azvashti es asher asasa es asher nigzar leha. Not talking about hachashveyosh, but what she did, what she did to Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, this is what she got nigzar leha. Oh, I would like, I would, if that works for everybody, I'd like to do the 15 minutes in between Mincha Maariv and Kabbalah Shabbos. And will you be here? You can't.
I can't. I'm not up Friday night.
Oh.